Pelosi's bill would have Bush cracking the books. 5th of February, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Washington, D.C. Under legislation proposed by the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, President George Bush would be required to spend 3 hours of each workday being tutored by an English instructor in an effort to bring his linguistic skills up to the level of the typical American third-grade student. The president, who is known for butchering the English language on a scale that dwarfs even that of his father's speaking difficulty, annoyed Pelosi and her fellow Democrats by referring to their party as the Democrat Party rather than the Democratic Party. Although he tried to repair the damage that his twisted tongue created in referring to his own party as the Republic Party rather than the Republican Party, Pelosi and her cohorts remained miffed. The speaker declared, quote, "It's ridiculous that the President of the United States of America, the greatest country in the world, speaks like Eliza Doolittle," unquote. Who's Eliza Doolittle? The purpose of the legislation, requiring the president to learn to speak his native language trippingly on the tongue, as opposed to tripping over his tongue, is to, quote, "equip him with oratorical skills befitting a politician of his stature so he will no longer be an embarrassment to the American people, or at least not on that score," unquote, Speaker Pelosi decreed. Bush's tongue-twisting mistakes are legion. In the past, he's committed the following and many other faux pas against the English language. One is, quote, "Make no mistake about it, I understand how tough it is. I talk to families who die," unquote. Another fine example, quote, "The only way we can win is to leave before the job is done," unquote. Another one, quote, "I aim to be a competitive nation," unquote. And finally, quote, "If the Iranians were to have a nuclear weapon, they would proliferate, but they could quote, "If the Iranians were to have a nuclear weapon, they could proliferate," unquote. Just reading about the bastard, I can't read myself now. Under the bill sponsored by Speaker Pelosi, the president would have to spend a total of 3 hours each workday studying with a tutor, but the time would not have to be continuous. The model that the speaker had in mind, she said, is one that Hollywood studios use to meet the educational requirements of California, Pelosi's home state, while employing minors as actors. Quote, "As long as they get in 3 hours, they can take 5 minutes here or an hour there to film scenes at the tutor's discretion," unquote, said Pelosi. The president will also be able to take a break from his studies to tend to matters of state or national defense. Pelosi says, quote, "The bill also allows time for potty breaks, and for one piece of legislation that he signs, he gets to spend a half hour or less time studying," unquote. First Lady Laura Bush promises to make sure the president does his homework, quote, "To maintain conjugal visits, George will have to conjugate his verbs," unquote, she quipped. Although some pundits consider Speaker Pelosi's bill to be patronizing and condescending, Senator Hillary Clinton defends the legislation. Quote, "He has no one to blame but himself. He should have paid better attention when he was in grade school. Besides, he was the one who insists that no child be left behind," unquote. No president left behind either, apparently. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.